and Malcolm Robson, as well as acclaimed contemporary writers like Peter Nichols, author of Voyage for Madman and Evolution's Captain. Nichols had wanted to be a writer since he was in his 20s, but it took the sinking of his leaky, engineless 27-foot wooden boat, Toad, to inspire the memoir of the twinned sinkings of his boat and first marriage, as described in Sea Change, his first highly praised book from which our extract is taken. As Nichols dryly observes aboard his sinking boat with her unstoppable leak, the bilge is V-shaped, so what looks half full is probably only a quarter full. I normally see half a glass of water as half full, but I have just become a fervent half-empty man. Malcolm Robson's laconic account of abandoning his 38-foot cutter, Banba 4, reminds us of the rewards of maintaining a calm and phlegmatic grace when confronted with crisis. Faced with his sinking yacht 450 miles away from the nearest land, Robson did his sums. Total fuel, about 90 hours in calm. Total Trinidad rum, about 3 cases. Say your prayers, lads, and away with prohibition. Spotting a rescue ship on the horizon, he called the crew aft, read them chapter 23 of Hornblower, put on life jackets, and sent up a red flare, announcing, "Passports and money only," since once near the freighter it would be jump, and then would come the crashing of rigging, splintering of planks, etc.